Once again, pleasant good morning. We thank God again for his grace, and we thank him for salvation, and we thank him for keeping us and for able to have us to be here this morning. Now we're going to do a song, and then afterwards we're going to share from God's precious word.
Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee, all the follies of sin, I resign. My grace.
Feel sometimes when your loved one passed away, and I'm singing such a song this morning. Yes. Just speak it this morning. So I guess you're going to stop here this morning, and then we'll just finish in prayer.
Bless
the
Lord.
Amen. You finish? You finish? All right, so we finish.
Chance of glory and
well, let me say again, thank you, preacher, for having us this morning, and thank the members of Levan Baptist Church for having us here this morning. Want to open God's word this morning and encourage you a little bit from God's precious word. We're living in a time when we need to be encouraged and we need to be strengthened. And the only person really and truly that will give us that strength is the Lord. We can able to pass on the strength that God gives us one to another and able to encourage one another, but we need the strength and we need the help from the Lord. And so I really want to thank the Lord for what he has done in my life for the past 33 years that I've been saved and I'm serving the Lord. I really want to thank him for all that he has done in my life. And I want to thank him also for allowing me and placing me in his ministry. Last Sunday was 17 years since I'm pastoring the Anchor Baptist Church on the island of Grenada. And I really want to thank the Lord for the privilege and the opportunity that he has given to me and carrying me through up till this very day. And my aim and my desire is to continue to do what God wants me to do until God tells me when to stop. I want to see him face to face. And that's my desire. This morning, I want to share with you from the book of Exodus. And as I just celebrate my 17 years in ministry, I want to take that passage. That passage was one of the passages that encouraged me, that really challenged me in taking up the ministry day on the island of Grenada. I remember 17 years, that's the last Sunday, when the pastor that was in that present church preparing to leave. He was preparing to quit that ministry, move somewhere else. And I remember that oftentimes I went to preach for him, many times preach for him, and other people come in and preach for him. And when he preparing himself to leave that ministry, he spoke to me and asked me if I considered taking up the pastor leadership of that church. And really and truly, I said to him, I said, no, I don't think I'm going to do that. I said, I don't mind coming and preach for you, but to pastor the church, I don't think really and truly that I want to take up that job. And he spoke to the church and he said to me, call me back after a few weeks and said to me that the members of the church, they have take a vote and want to know who is the best person to pastor the church, and they said me. And I said, no, I don't think I could take that job. And I was battling with that decision, wondering what to do. As a matter of fact, I said to the Lord, I said, I don't think I am the fittest person for that job. Somebody else might be more advanced or might be more capable of doing that job. And I remember that while I was pondering with that, two missionaries came from the state. I do remember the name, but I remember two missionaries came from the states and preached in the church where I was serving at that time, American Independent Baptist Church. And I remember one of the preachers, when he preached that night, he said, I believe that God is calling somebody here for ministry. He said, the Lord is calling somebody here for ministry. And he said, if you are the person that the Lord is calling, he said, don't harden your heart, just surrender yourself. And the Lord is able to use you with whatsoever you have. And he used that passage, and what I'm going to use this morning, he used a passage from Exodus chapter number 4, and he made mention, he said, if the Lord is able to use Moses with the rod that he have in his hand, God is able to use you. And at that time is when I surrendered myself, and I said, here am I, Lord, send me. And so that passage of scripture has been in my mind, I've been on my heart, and every time I look to it, it just challenges me more and more and more. And so this morning, I want us to take our Bible, and we're going to Exodus chapter number 4, and we might look to some other passages of scripture. And I want to just share to you here this morning what that verse of scripture has really been in my life, And I hope that this morning we can able to take it and apply it now into our life, and be challenged to use whatsoever we have for God's glory and for God's honor. It may not be much. We may not have much. But the little that we have, God is able to do something with it. And so let's take our Bible and we're going to Exodus chapter number 4. And we're going to read from verse 1 down into verse 4. The scripture said in Exodus chapter 4 verse 1, and Moses answered and said, But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto me. Verse 2. And the Lord said unto Moses, what is in thy hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground. And it became a serpent. And Moses fled from it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thy hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and cut it, and it became a rod in his hand. Just want to share on this morning, using what the Lord gave you. Whatsoever the Lord has put in your hand is make a difference. God can able to use whatsoever you have in your hand or in your position. Well, they say, well, it may not be much. Well, little is much when God is in it. It don't have to be much, but what we do know is that the God that we serve is able to do much with what we have this morning. And so as I watch that passage, it has really been a challenge in my life, and I pray this morning that God will help us. Father, this morning, we ask your help, we ask your strength, we ask your direction this morning. Take your word this morning, Lord, and feed us and help us. God, we need your help. We need to be strengthened. We need to be encouraged. And sometimes when we think that all is lost, God, there will still be something remaining that God you can do if we just surrender it and if we just give it up unto you, you can use it this morning. And so, God, we pray to touch our life and bless us this morning, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, as we watch the passage here, we know the challenge that Moses had and how God has appeared unto Moses. And God wants Moses to go into Egypt and to deliver the children of Israel. Well, Moses fled, we know, from Egypt. And he went back where he came from. And now God is sending him back now into Egypt. And Moses here, he met with God. And at the time that he met with God, all that he had was just a rod in his hand. He had that rod in his hand, that staff that he had in his hand. And in the mind of Moses, I cannot do anything with that staff. Whereas, could help or what God could be done. And so Moses, as he watched the scripture saying, and Moses now with that rod in his hand, he appeared before the Lord, and God wanted to go and deliver the children of Israel. And Moses said, listen, God, I cannot do that. I am not eloquent. I cannot do that. And God said, well, there is something that you have, and I can take what you have and do something with it. And so God asked Moses in verse 2, he said, what is it in thy hand? What you have in thy hand? And Moses said, a rod. And the Lord said unto Moses, and he said, cast it on the ground. Now as you watch here, we see the rod in the hands of Moses make little sense, and the sense that he made was only to Moses. But it's only when the rod cast on the ground, it makes sense with God. In other words, if God wants to use what we have, we need to yield it before the Lord. If we have it in our position, it may not be used. Because we may have it and cherish it too long. But if we take what we have and cast it to the Lord, God is able to do something with it. And so Moses, he take the rod that was in his hand, never thought in his mind, never thought in his lifetime that that rod is able to become a serpent someday. He's only become a serpent when God used it. And God said unto him, take it out from your hand and cast it on the ground. And as Moses cast the rod on the ground, the scripture said, he become a serpent. And the Lord said unto him, take it up by the tail. May I say this morning, brethren, if we this morning, if we take ourselves and cast ourselves before the Lord and say, God, here am I this morning. Take my life, take what I have this morning and use it for your glory and for your honor, God going to use it. But if we just hold everything in our position, our self, our ability, our skills, everything we hold in our hand, God will not be able to use that. And so Moses cast that rod before the Lord. And the scripture said, God, take that rod and turn it into a serpent. God can take what you have this morning, whatsoever you have in your position this morning, and use it to bring great glory and honor unto himself this morning. But you know what we have to do? We have to first take that rod and cast it before him. Then when it is cast before him, it's not ours now, it becomes the Lord's own. And God is able to take that and use it to do great work, and God is able to help many people with just the little that we have. So as you watch in that position, I want to turn to a few passages of scripture this morning. As you watch in that verse here, realize here, the rod become a serpent. Well, God can take the rod also and able to use it mightily. Let's turn and see in the same chapter, number 4, this, chapter 4 this morning. Let's watch another verse this morning. Let's see what verse is 17 have to see. Chapter 4, verse 17. Verse 17 said, "And thou shalt take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do what? Signs." In other words, the same rod that you have in your hand, I will be able to take that same rod and do signs with that rod. So, and God did miracle with the rod that Moses had. God used that rod mightily, where from the hands of one that surrendered it unto him. And I thank God this morning that we can be able to do signs and wonders for God if we allow God to use us. If we allow God to take the full place in our life, we are able to do signs and wonders and exploit for God's glory and for God's honor. It was the same rod that Moses took and went down into Egypt. It was the same rod that caused flies and everything, we can, all the miracles in Egypt. It was the same rod that Moses used. Why? Because God take that rod and do something with it. Amen. Let's go to our last verses, number 20. Verses 27. "And Moses took his wife and his sons and set them upon an ass and returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand." Now it was not no more longer a rod, but it was the rod of God. That's the rod that God's going to use now to do signs in Egypt. So Moses realized that rod is not mine. As I yield it to God, it's going to be used for God's glory and for God's honor. Yes, I am holding it in my hand, but at the same time, it belongs to the Lord. May I say this, man and brethren, everything that we have is of the Lord. Amen. Everything we can get is because of the help of God. Oh yeah, God allows us to have it. God has allowed us to put in our position, but at the same time, we got to remember that is from the Lord. And so many times we look at ourselves and put our, Belshazzar and his father did. Everything that he had was theirs. Nebuchadnezzar one time, he watched all that he did in Babylon. And as he watched what he did in Babylon, he said, "You know what? Here's what I, Nebuchadnezzar, have done. I did this and I did that and I..." And there is no way that God be glorified. Right. There was no way in his life that he said, "Listen, God allowed me to have that. And God gave me that. And God blessed me with that." And sometimes we got to put ourselves and watch the Lord walk in our life. And so the rod that he had, it changed from a rod to this rod. Now it is the rod of the Lord. And God took that rod, the scripture said. So Moses is going down into Egypt, not by himself, but he has something that represents the Lord. Thank God this morning, we have something that represents the Lord this morning. We are not our own this morning. It doesn't matter what we're going through. It doesn't matter our situation. But I can tell you this morning, we have the Lord on our side this morning. We have something this morning that we can brag on this morning because it represents the Lord this morning. Thank God for salvation this morning. Thank God for the blood of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, that we have this morning, and we can make a boast because God has done something in our heart. God has done something in our life this morning, and we can use it for God's glory and for God's honor. Let's go on a little bit this morning, and let's see what chapter 17. Let's see what chapter 17. Oh, let's see chapter 14 first, chapter 14. and verse 16 in the same Exodus. Chapter 14 and verse 16. The scripture says in chapter 14 and verse 16. It says, but lift up thou thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go and dry ground through the midst of the sea. It was the same rod that Moses used to help the children of Israel. When they was crossing the Red Sea, the water was there before them. Pharaoh and his chariot was coming behind them. And it seemed like there was nowhere out. It seemed like there was nowhere to turn to. Behind me is Pharaoh and his army. In front of me is the Red Sea. And the Lord said unto Moses, take thy rod and stretch thy hand over. And as Moses take his hand with the rod of God and stretch it over, they see the scripture said, the water dried up. And the children of Israel, they walk over and dry ground. If we can use what God give us, we can help many with it this morning. The rod was a blessing to the children of Israel. It was a blessing that God can able to use what Moses have to help somebody this morning. I believe it's high time that we take what we have and use it so that somebody could get help this morning. Amen. Sometimes God bless us with certain things and nobody get help. You know what the Bible said? It said, if any man have these world goods and seeth his brother have needs, and shut up his bowel of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in you? And this world good is what God allows us to have. It's not by our own strength this morning, but it's because of the strength of the Lord this morning. And when God bless us and God help us with the things that we have, we're supposed to be a help one to another. Because God will not give everybody everything at the same time. And sometimes he give you so that you can able to give to somebody else. So Moses take the rod that yielded to the Lord. And as he yielded that rod, the scripture said, God used it mightily this morning. Whatsoever we have in our hand, whatsoever we have in our position this morning, God is able to take that this morning and do great things with what we have this morning. God was able to use that same rod this morning. If we go over and look in chapter 17, because of time's sake, we'd have to just skip that verse and look into it. In chapter 17, we find that when Amalek came to fight against the children of Israel, Moses said unto Joshua, he said, you know what? I want you to gather some men and go and fight with Amalek. And he said, you know what? I'm going to take the rod of God and I will go up on top of the hill. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand and he went up on the top of the hill while Joshua was fighting with Amalek. And the scripture said, when Moses' hand got heavy with the rod, holding it up in the air, and his hand gets heavy, when he dropped it down, Amalek prevailed. When he raised it up in the air, then the children of Israel prevailed. And the scripture said that two of Moses' right hand men, they came and they sat. Put Moses sat down on a stone, and each sat on the right, one sat at the right, one sat at the left, and he raised his hand up in the air with the rod of God, and Israel won the victory. I say this morning, brethren, we can win the victory, but we got to submit something to the Lord. And we got to use what God give us, and we're going to get the victory this morning. The victories are not ours this morning, it's the Lord. But the Lord is going to give us what it takes to fight that battle this morning. So Moses, as you watch him, he used that rod this morning, and we see victory this morning. We see help this morning. We see exploit this morning. We see sign this morning. Using the rod of the Lord. Then we're going to look at Samson this morning. In Judges, chapter number 15, from verse 14 to 17, we see Samson. Let's turn and see that passage this morning. Judges, chapter number 15, if you please. Judges chapter 14, sorry, chapter 15, verse 14. It says, and when he came to Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cord that was upon his arm became as flax when it burned with fire, and his bands loose from off his hand, and he found a new jawbone of an ass, and put forth his hands and took it, and slew 1,000 men therewith. Now what was in Samson's hand? We know Samson, his life, or God had a plan for his life, a plan for his future. We see his failure, but if you watch it, we see victory. Why? Because Samson had something that God allowed him to have in his hand at the time. Now the Philistine came up against Samson as we watch the passage. And the Philistine bound him with some new cords and twines and ropes and so on. And with the strength of the Lord, the Bible said, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily. And the bonds was loose. And God gave him victory that day with what? Jawbone of an ass. That's the only thing that he had in his hand at that time. Now I think about for a little while, the men that came up to fight against Samson, if you go back and watch the chapter, you're going to find it. All these men that came to fight against Samson, they had spears and they had bows and they had arrows and they was well prepared for that battle. But remember, Samson had nothing in his hand at that time. When the band was broken from his hand and the cord was loose, the scripture said what he found was a new jawbone of an ass. And he was able to take that new jawbone of that ass and slew 1,000 Philistines with that. If we find a new jawbone of an ass in our hands, or if we find on the ground, a lot of times we do not even hold it in our hand. Because to us that might seem filthy, to us that might not feel in the right position or the place for you to fight a battle with it. But the scripture said, the Lord allow him to use the jawbone of an ass and slew 1,000 Philistines with it. What we have in our hand this morning? What God placed in our hand? Anything that God placed in our hand, it can be used to do the work of the Lord. But sometimes we find, you know what? That what we have, it don't worth it all. What we have this morning, we cannot do anything with it. You know what? I need some more. And the more we get is the more we want, and we cannot do anything with it. But God sometimes gives us some simple things. And if you just take time after trust God with what he has given to us, we can win victory with it. That day, Samson won the victory. That day, Samson put the Philistine to shame. That day, Samson did something for God's glory and for God's honor. Why you find the jawbone of an ass? And if you could just find that this morning, in our hand, God can use it this morning and give us victory this morning. Then we see, as you go down a little lower in scripture, if you go to John Gospel chapter 6, we're going to spend a lot of time there. John Gospel, New Testament. The scripture is speaking here about a young man that had something, and what he had in his hand, God was able to use it this morning, and not just use it, but use it mightily this morning. John, Gospel, chapter number 6. The scripture says in verse 1, after this thing, Jesus went over to the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude are following, because they saw the miracle which he did on them that was disease. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover of the feast of the Jews was nigh. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great multitude coming unto him. And he said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that this may eat? And Philip said, and this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. And Philip answered him, 200 penny loaf of bread is not sufficient for these, that every man may take a little. And one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a Lord here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are these among so many? Now, if you watch and realize, there is a great multitude to be fed. There is a great multitude that seems hungry. And the scripture said, they came now unto the Lord, that great multitude. And Jesus saw that great multitude coming. Jesus did not just see them in the person, but he saw the need. He saw that the multitude needs something. And the multitude, what they need, the Lord Jesus Christ is able to meet that need of the multitude. But as you watch around there, and he saw the multitude, you wonder, and he asked Philip, he said, what shall we do, or where shall we get bread to feed this multitude? And he said, you know what? Even 200 penny loaf of bread is not sufficient. The multitude can eat more than what we have. But the scripture said, there was a Lord there with something. There was a young man there, and he had something in his hand. What he had in his hand was not even sufficient to feed this multitude. What the young man had in his hand, the Lord had in his hand, was just sufficient for him and for himself. As a matter of fact, he left home and following the Lord. But what he had there was just his meal for the day. Nobody else. Just what he can eat for the day. And as a matter of fact, maybe he might need more than what he had. But he's able to take what he had and put it in the hands of the Lord. And God was able to take that and feed a great multitude of people. Amen. Just the little that he have in his hand. So when And Philip answered and said, 200 penny loaf, of bread are not sufficient that every man may take a little. But the scripture said, what the Lord had was sufficient. Why? He gave it unto the Lord. He took the little that he had this morning. He took the little bread that he had. He took the little that the mother gave him this morning. And the scripture said, he gave it unto the Lord. Watch the next passage. And Jesus said in verse 10, make the men sat down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in numbers, about 5,000. So he had 5,000 men there. What feed them? How they get fed? With just a little that one person have. I'm thinking this morning, brethren, that 1,000 can get fed with just what we have. The little knowledge that we have. The little opportunity that we have, the little life that we have, many can get fed with just what we have. But you know what? We must place it in the hands of God. We must allow the Lord Jesus Christ to take what we have and use it so that somebody can be fed. The entire nation can be fed by what we have. Your village, your community can be fed with what we have. It don't have to be much. But the little that we have, if we learn to use it or give it to the Lord, it can be used. I'm thinking about after I watched that and meditated on it a little bit, that after the multitude fed and everybody was eat and a fragment was gathered, I wonder how that young man felt. I wonder how that young man felt knowing that I took what I have and gave it to the Lord, and the scripture says, you know what happened? More came back to him. The little that he gave, more was gathered. Why? Because the Lord was able to use it. If we take what we have this morning and give it to the Lord, I tell you, we're going to get more. Sometimes we try to be stingy with the little that we have, but if we take it and say, Lord, this is what I have, this I'm giving unto you, the Lord is able to give us twice ten more than what we give him. And sometimes we miss the blessing because we don't learn to share what we have. I'll give it to the Lord and God could be able to use it. It doesn't matter what we have, God could use it. I'm thinking about the woman that Elisha met, Zarephath. Remember when Elisha came from the brook Cherith? The Lord said unto Zarephath, and the Lord said unto him, listen, there is a widow woman there that I have commanded to take care of you. And the scripture said when Elisha was there, she was just gathering some sticks. And she said, Elisha asked her for a glass of water. And as she was going to fetch the water, he said, make me a little cake. And she said, listen, what is in my house is just a little bit of wheat and a little bit of oil. And we're just going to fix something for me and my son that we may eat and die. In other words, there is not sufficient for you. And Elijah said unto her, do as thou had said, but just bring mine first. And the scripture said she took what she had, and she honored the man of God with it, and they lived many days with what they have inside them. Why? The Lord was honored with what she had. And if we take the time this morning, brethren, and honor God with what we have, we're going to get the blessing. The reason why we don't bless is because God will get what we have. And God need to use whatsoever we have this morning. The little life, as I said, that is remaining, let's leave it for the Lord. The little blessing that God gave us, let's leave it for the Lord. The talent that God gave you, the strength that God gave you, the opportunity that God gave you, let's just lay them before the Lord. And as you lay them before the Lord, God is able to take that and do something with it. You may not know how far what we have go, but you know you're going to go far if you give it to the Lord. The scripture speaks about that poor widow. When everybody was casting all the multitude dip from the pocket and cast it in the treasury, the scripture said that lady just had one penny. And she do it from the heart. And the scripture said, Jesus said, she gave more than everybody else. Because she didn't give in the abundance. She gave from the heart, but hers was small. You may say this morning, Lord, what I have is so small, but it can be used. What I have since, it cannot make sense, but it can be used. All we got to do is give it to the Lord. And if we just take what we have this morning and surrender it to the Lord, God is able to do great things with it. I thank God if he can use a rod in the hands of Moses, he can use you this morning. If he can use just a rod in the hands of Moses, he can take our life this morning and do great signs and wonders. All we got to do is submit to ourselves and say, God, here am I, Lord, send me. Here am I, Lord, take what I have this morning and use it for your glory and for your honor. And I think somebody is going to be blessed by what God has done in our life. The little that we have, let's give it to the Lord. Let's give it to the Lord. I don't care what you have this morning, what you have in your position, what you have in your hand, what you have in your house this morning. God can take that this morning and make a difference. But he will never make a difference if you have it. If you give it, he's going to make a difference. Let's use what we have this morning for God's glory and for God's honor. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for your grace. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your blessing this morning. Thank you for your word this morning. Take your word this morning. Help us, direct us, guide us, protect us. Help us to take the little that we have this morning. It may not be much, but God, you can do something with it. Let's take it this morning, Father, and throw it down before you this morning and say, God, I surrender that to you this morning. I surrender my life. I surrender my time. I surrender my talents. I surrender everything that I have before you this morning. And take it this morning and fill me. And God, use it for your glory. And that God, others will be blessed and be strengthened with it. Have your way this morning, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.